Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Candide by Voltaire, narrated by Don Hagen. Chapter 1. How Candide was brought up in a beautiful castle, and how he was driven from it. In the castle of Baron Tunder ten Tronck in Westphalia, there once lived a youth endowed by nature with the gentlest of characters. His soul was revealed in his face. He combined rather sound judgment with great simplicity of mind. It was for this reason, I believe, that he was given the name of Candide. The old servants of the household suspected that he was the son of the baron's sister by a good and honorable gentleman of the vicinity, whom this lady would never marry, because he could prove only 71 generations of nobility, the rest of his family tree having been lost, owing to the ravages of time. The baron was one of the most powerful lords in Westphalia, for his castle had a door and windows. Its hall was even adorned with a tapestry. The dogs in his stable yards formed a hunting pack when necessary, his grooms were his huntsmen, and the village curate was his chaplain. They all called him my lord, and laughed when he told stories. The baroness, who weighed about 350 pounds, thereby winning great esteem, did the honors of the house with a dignity that made her still more respectable. Her daughter, Cunegonde, aged 17, was rosy-cheeked, fresh, plump, and alluring.